Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
December 17, 1804. Mr. Henney shares important information. Hugh Henney has only been a representative of the Northwest Company for about a year. Earlier, when working for Régis Loisel, he was sent to trade with the Minneconjou Sioux near the mouth of the Cheyenne River in present-day South Dakota. Clark recounts what Henney revealed to the captains.
A very cold morning. The thermometer stood at 43 degrees below zero. We found Mr. Henney a very intelligent man, from whom we obtained some sketches of the country between the Mississippi and Missouri, and some sketches from him which he had obtained from the Indians to the west of this place. Also the names and characters of the Sioux, etc. About 8 o'clock p.m., the thermometer fell to 74 degrees below the freezing point. The Indian chiefs sent word that buffalo was in our neighborhood, and if we would join them in the morning, they would go and kill them. Captain William Clark, December 17, 1804.
Today's temperature of 42 degrees below zero was the coldest reading Lewis had registered for the month. Although the men of the expedition were becoming acclimated to the prairie, outdoor activity for any length of time was dangerous. The men of the expedition and the Mandan did hunt together. The Indians knew where to find the buffalo, and the captains did the killing, guns being more efficient than bows and arrows. Monday, a little horse rustling.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Whit Hansen and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Ed Jacobson. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.